Let's move over to the issue of chemotherapy, and let's focus first on the patient who has a HER2 negative tumor. So this might be someone who's already had hormonal therapy and the hormonal therapy is no longer working, or maybe they from the beginning are ER negative and HER2 negative. How do you decide upon the choice of chemotherapy in metastatic disease?
I think there's a tremendous amount of variation in terms of how clinicians approach the woman that they are going to put on chemotherapy. There are a group of physicians that believe in single-agent chemotherapy in a sequential fashion, and then there are physicians that believe in doublets or even triplets of chemotherapy in the metastatic disease. There have been two or three trials that have suggested that certain doublets may be superior to singlets. So, for example, Xeloda and Taxotere, capecitabine and Taxotere may be superior to Taxotere alone. Another agent suggesting that Taxol and Gemzar may be superior to Taxol alone. But by and large, it really depends. The choice really depends on the patient, their performance status, the aggressiveness of their disease. If I'm dealing with a patient who has really extensive, worrisome, life-threatening disease and has a still relatively good performance status, I'm much more likely in that patient to choose a doublet combination, one of those that I mentioned. Whereas if it's an elderly patient, a patient with a poor performance status, or a patient with limited disease, I might be more willing to use single-agent therapy. Docetaxel, any of those agents would be reasonable choices. Capecitabine is a fine agent, giving the patient an oral option. So there are lots of different options to use, and the decision has to be made of doublets versus singlets.